Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we're talking about following God. We're talking about listening to Him and having the Holy Spirit show us God's plan for our lives. In the little things as well as the big things. Right now I have several things I'm seeking God about and He's going to give me the answers because I'm going to wait on Him. Now, in the back of my Bible, I told you that I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin. He came in and told me that he hadn't taught the people well enough because Jesus had told him, the most important thing you can teach my people in the last days is how they can be led by the Spirit of God. And I've taught you, and I want you to teach my people. So we put that together, that book from Brother Hagin's teachings. And one of the things he does is he will teach you how to train your human spirit so that you can be in tune with God. That's a very, very important thing about hearing from God, is being in tune with God. Now I'm going to, in the back of my Bibles, and the Bible that I use for my preaching Bible is a rather large Bible. It's, and I use the King James Version, just got used to it in all the years of my life. And so the Bible that I have is, let me look here on the page and see exactly what it is. I know what it is, but it is a, found it. It's done by the Cambridge University Press. And it is a Cambridge Bible, and it has wide margins. And I like these wide margins because I have notes in the side of them. And then in the back, it has a whole lot of line pages. And on those line pages, you can write things and always have it at your fingertips. So one of the things that I write in the back is guidance scriptures. Remember when Brenda was talking, she said that the Lord Jesus said to meditate or speak some scriptures on wisdom or guidance and then to sit before Him. So in the back of my Bible, I have those, and I'd like to share some of those with you. Here's one that I have, and it is a note to Matthew 4:4. The Numerical Bible has this as one of its commentaries to Matthew 4:4. And Matthew 4:4 reads, of course, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." What a sustenance of the true life within us to be thus, day by day, receiving the messages of His will, guided by that wondrous voice, learning continually more the tenderness of His love for us. Isaiah 50, verse 4 says, "He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learner." This is the utterance prophetically of the Lord Jesus Himself. How blessed to be able to make it our own, and thus to have the fulfillment of those words, quote, from Psalm 32:8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." He who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him? Yes, we can walk knowing that He's inside us and He's our guide. He's instructing us and teaching us in the way we should go. He promised, Psalm 32:8, "I will guide thee with mine eye." He has never failed to keep a promise. It's we who must keep our part. And we who must meditate such scriptures as, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And so I, Billy Brim, can say, I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I, Billy Brim, can make it my confession. Isaiah 50, verse 4, "He wakens me morning by morning.
He wakens mine ear to hear as the learner. I can say from Psalm 32:8 and meditate it. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. Now, I have on my pages in the back of my Bible a lot of verses, and I'm going to share them with you right now. I'm reading right from the back of my Bible, Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle or lamp of Jehovah, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And I know that God's spirit leads me in my spirit. Now remember, it says in the Hebrew, he's my lamp. Now I put right next to that in my Bible, Psalm 18:28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord, Jehovah my God, will enlighten my darkness. Something out there might be dark to me. I don't know what to do about buying this house or going to this meeting. But if I look inside me, he'll light my lamp. He will enlighten my darkness, and I'll know what to do. So that you can see now why I put as the next verse in the back of my Bible, Psalm 118:27. He illuminated for us. He doesn't want you in the darkness. He wants you illuminated. He doesn't want you to walk into one of the snares and traps of the devil. He illuminates you if you'll look inside and follow the guide. Proverbs 20 and verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The heart of man, the spirit of man, there's where the Holy Spirit lives in me. And he's my counsel. He's my counselor. He knows what I should do. But it's deep water, and I'm going to have to spend some time drawing it out of that well of salvation that he is to me. I'm going to have to spend some time sitting, waiting to draw out that water about what I should do. Now, an amazing thing happened to me. My little granddaughter, Quatsy, is 21 years old. So this happened exactly 21 years ago. I was preaching at Charles Cowan's church, and we were at a camp meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and they had the words of the songs up on an overhead projector, actually on the wall. It was a big church and big projector. And there are some of the song's words was the word, one of the words was heart. Now, how many times has a person working for Kenneth E. Hagin been typing the word heart or reading the word heart? Many, many times. And this had never happened before. But as I looked up on that wall and I saw the word heart, the three middle letters came out. They came off the page in boldface, and they were like block print. E-A-R. Now the word is heart. And if you can just see it with your mind's eye, the E, A, and R came out. And he said, the ear that you hear me with, and then the H joined it. The H joined the E-A-R, making hear. The ear that you hear me with is in the center of your heart. And I saw that it was in the center of that word heart. And he said, I put it there, and I amplify it. Well, I'm going to skip ahead in the story a little bit. We went the next day over to Brother Cowan's brother's church to preach in Kentucky. And I got a telephone call that my granddaughter was being born too early, and that she was in a dire position. So by the time we got there, she had been born, and she was lying in a hospital, one of those incubators with tubes running in and out of her from everywhere. She had swallowed amniotic fluid, and they said that she was the sickest baby in the hospital, that oxygen hadn't gotten to her brain, and that if things didn't change for the oxygen to get to her brain before midnight, she would die. The doctors were saying one thing, but I remembered what God had just said to me. The ear you hear me with is in the center of your heart. I put it there and I amplified it. So when we were in the room and the doctor was talking to us, I started listening on the inside to God. And he gave me instructions exactly what to do. He said, ask the doctor what you need. I said, doctor, what exactly do we need? The doctor said, exactly what we need for the baby to live. I said, now listen again. Now have Terry, the father, ask for that. All of you join hands and have Terry ask for that. He's the head of the home. He's the father. So Terry, we all joined hands. And the doctor said, may I join you? Are you asking for the reason of prayer? He said, may I join you? I think it was a she said. I go to Billy Joe Doherty's church. So we all joined hands. Terry asked for it. I stayed there through the night, and we got what we needed before midnight, and she lived. And she's bright as can be. She was at church Sunday and had a wonderful time in the Lord there in Collinsville, Quatsy. But those years ago, that's where I learned. He taught me specifically. And so that's why I have in my Bible these verses about the ear and the heart. Proverbs 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Job 38, 36. He who hath put wisdom in the inward parts and given understanding to the heart. You need wisdom? You need understanding? He'll put it in your heart. And of course, that's what you can pray in Ephesians 1. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened. Some translations read, let the eyes of my heart be enlightened. You can pray that prayer. In Ephesians chapter 1, it begins at verse 17. You can pray that prayer and he will enlighten your heart. He will enlighten your lamp. He will enlighten your candle. And he will do what Colossians 1 says, and is also a prayer that you can pray, saying that I might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and understanding, spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. These are prayers that God will guide you, and he will guide you in your spirit, in your heart. And if you'd like to order that book from us, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin, I think it's the very best. We'll be happy to send it to you for $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Again, that's 1-800-972-3447 and request How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. Now, this is Billy Brim saying to you, and this is Friday, you be sure to find yourself a good church to go to and practice the rest over the weekend that your body needs. And this is Billy Brim saying Shabbat Shalom until Monday.